Welcome everybody to the first of hopefully many daily inspirations. We're starting a new book, the book of Orchas Tzadikim, The Ways of the Righteous. And this book, we don't know the author, but it dates back to over 500 years ago when this book was first revealed to the world. It's a book that goes through many of the traits that mankind possesses, and hopefully in the journey of our learning, we'll be able to grow, connect, and improve our character, improve the way in which we conduct our lives. We're beginning with the introduction, the Hakdama, where where the author says, Sof Davar HaKol Nishma, this is a verse from Koheles, from Ecclesiastes. Sof Davar HaKol Nishma, Esolim Yira Ves Mitzvosav Shemor, Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. Fear God and keep his mitzvos, for this is the whole of man. You want to know what it all boils down to? Our entire existence? King Solomon tells us, it all boils down to fear of Hashem. Ze hapasuk amro Shlomo HaMelech. V'hu ha'yachacha mikol adam. Who says this? King Solomon. And King Solomon says this. He was the wisest of all men. V'hoya melech alel yonim. He was such a powerful king. It says that he was a king of the upper realms. V'ala tachtonim. And on the lower realms. He had understanding of all the secrets. He had an understanding of the greatest secrets of this world. And after King Solomon saw everything, experienced everything, he revealed a few pieces of wisdom to the world. At the end of everything, his final statement is, Sof shall kol davar hu yiras Hashem. At the end of the day, without having fear of God, you have nothing. V'chein hitchil b'mishlein. So too, when he starts the beginning of Proverbs, Yiras Hashem reishis das. Fear of God is the bottom line of all wisdom, of all intellect, of all knowledge. V'siyim, and how does he conclude? Isha yiras Hashem hitisal. At the end of Proverbs, which ends with the last chapter being the Eishes Chayil that we sing every Friday night. How does he conclude there? It says, Isha Yiras Hashem, a God-fearing woman. He Tishalal, that's praiseworthy. V'ilu Adam Acher, Hoya Mazir La'olam Al Yiras Shemayim. I mean, if anybody else would have warned that saying that fear of God is the most important thing, Lo Yehu Dvar Mekubalam Al Olam. It wouldn't be accepted by everybody. Ki ha'olam ha'yu omrim, because everyone would say, avur she'ein lo inyon acher. V'hu panui l'kach mazir al yiras Hashem. Poor guy. He doesn't have money. He doesn't have success. Probably a single guy anyway. What does he say if you have fear of God? Nah, but look who it's coming from. It's coming from King Solomon, who had it all. No one was wealthier than him. No one had more wives than him. No one had more wisdom than him. I mean, he had it all. And yet, what does he say? Shlomo HaMelech. Shehaya Ashi Mekol Adam. He was wealthier than anyone. Where did we know that? It says in Kings 1, chapter 10, verse 27. Dichsiv Vayiten HaMelech Es HaKesef BiYerushalayim Ka'avonim. That King Solomon had money. It was like rocks, like stones, pebbles. Everywhere, millions and millions. You can imagine how many coins he had. He was the wisest of all, and he was also king. He was smarter than everyone. Lo no elomar. For him, he can say, Hevel havolim hakol havel. He can say, futility of futilities, all is futile. Only King Solomon can say this. V'ein lasok el b'yir shemayim. He says that the only thing a person should be occupied with is fear of God. V'chein Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom. So said Moses of blessed memory. Shehoya Rosh Lanavim, who was the highest of all of the prophets. What did Moses say in Deuteronomy 10:12, chapter 10, verse 12? Ve'ati Yisrael, and now, hear, O Israel. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shom Eimach. What does Hashem already ask for you, from you? What does Hashem really want from you already? The only thing Hashem wants is Ki Im Lira Es Hashem Elokecha. Fear Hashem your God. V'chein David HaMelech Alav HaShalom. So said King David. Amar Reish Is Chochma Yiras Hashem. Reish Is Chochma, the beginning of all wisdom, is fear of Hashem. And now that we see mankind, who is the choicest of Hashem's creation in this world, where we have the image of God within ourselves. We have the image of God in the things that we do with our hands, with our capabilities, is the finest of all creations. And we have the most loftiest soul. There are levels in our relationship with God, but the loftiest of all is the neshama that's imbued within every human being, which is able to contemplate all the deep realms of Hashem's existence. And the lower levels, shehu inyan kol hakavonos mizeh olam v'chol ma shenivar b'olam hazeh hakol letzarko. Why did Hashem give it to us? Why did Hashem give us such a lofty soul, such abilities in mankind? Just to serve Him, to serve Hashem. U'bishvil zeh nitna l'adam Torah emes. And why did we get this great Torah? So that we can serve Hashem. That's why. Lahoros Haderach HaYishora. God gave us the Torah to give us a guideline of how to live a life, to how to maximize every moment of our existence. Ki ha'adam hu chaviv me'od lefnei Hashem. Because mankind, again, the choicest of Hashem's creation, Hashem loves us. Ki anu ro'im shehamalochim mishamshim litzorchei ha'adam hatzadik. Who do the angels serve? The righteous. K'moshi yadanu me'avram avinu v'chein Yitzchak v'Yaakov. The angels, you know what they do? They're there to serve the righteous. Who is the righteous? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. You see who the Torah focuses on. Hashem focuses on those who are righteous. Those who weren't righteous, they get a little comment at the end of the portion. And Esav had these generations. And you see, like Yishmael, it's just a little side note. Hashem focuses on those who are righteous. What does it say by Yaakov? Hamalach ha-go'elo simi kol ro yivarech ha-sanorim. The angel that redeemed me from all evil shall bless these youth. Who's this angel? Jacob, who was righteous. He had a private angel, private security, who protected him, who redeemed him, who took care of him in all of his issues. Daniel says, Elohi shlach malachei uskar pum aryevoso velo chabluni. My God, send an angel and lock up the mouth of the lion. And we see that more and more angels came to protect mankind. Time and again, we see that the angels were there to protect and defend the righteous. And we've seen, we know this. There's some who have a little bit more over others, more closeness to Hashem, more a loftier level, and a loftier soul. We see sometimes that some people are valued equivalent to many other people because of their greatness. Even though it looks like one human being, but their value is counted like many. Elo shenafsho shel ze also alamalos hal yonos yoser minafsho shel ze. Because some people take that soul and elevate it to unbelievable heights, and some people just keep it at a simple level. Ki ze himshil chochmoso al tavoso. One was able to elevate his soul above his physical trappings, his physical urges. Vize hagorua himshil tavoso chochmoso. And others, sadly, allow their temptation and desires, their physical materialistic drives, to overtake their spiritual level. V'holech kol yomov b'mechashakim, and then such a person sadly goes his whole life in darkness. Umimashesh ki iver be'afela, and then is like a blind person trying to figure out where he's going. So I want to share with you 2 points before we sign off here. Number one, what does it mean, fear of God? What does it mean? We talk about fear of God. Does it mean I'm supposed to be trembling under the table with fear, intrepidation from the Almighty? So we know, we mentioned this many times, that fear means the word yirah, which means fear, is translated to fear, also means yira'eh, to see. Right? To see, to have clarity. Our job in this world is to have clarity in our relationship with Hashem. When you have clarity, when you have that clear vision that you understand Hashem is the creator and I am the subject, that Hashem created and gave me a purpose and gave me a task to fulfill in this world, putting things into perspective is very important. If you don't have the right perspective, you can waste your entire life going down the wrong path. When a person has the perspective, the clarity, that they understand, I am here as a servant of the Almighty, I'm the servant of the Creator, and Hashem has given me an opportunity to serve Him. Ah, now I can focus, I can accomplish, I can do what's necessary. So that's fear. When we talk about fear of Hashem, it's not only trembling. It's trembling from the awesomeness of this responsibility, but feeling proud that we were gifted with this task. So that's point number one. Point number two is that we see over here, this is a term that's used like a blind man in the dark. It's a term that's also used in Mesilas Yesharim by the Ramchal. I don't understand. If you're blind, what does it need to be in the dark? Just like a blind man. What does it have to be, a blind man in the dark? Sages tell us that a blind person can be helped by others. But a blind person in the dark, the others can't either see. Meaning that it's up to each and every one of us to accomplish, to secure the light that's in the world, to see clearly. Because you can't rely on anybody else to be the one to put you back on the path. Because if a person strays and goes away from the way of Hashem, it's a big challenge for someone else to now bring you back, because it's dark for them too. If you're blind and it's dark, it's up to you. And it's a lofty responsibility that each one of us are capable of connecting with Hashem on such a high level. My dear friends, I look forward to the next episode of this introduction. And thank you to Hachzeik, the organization we're partnering with, who's bringing about a revolution of Mussar study to the world. Thank you so much.